Insurances to avoid? Well, we avoid credit life insurance and credit disability insurance. How many times do you go to get a loan of some kind or a mortgage and they offer you credit life? It pays off the loan if you die. Did you know that if you calculate that stuff based on these term insurance rates we were just looking at, that it's 90 to 200 times more expensive? Isn't that amazing? In other words, what you could cover about a $10,000 debt for, you could buy about $300,000 or $400,000 worth of term insurance for. Never buy credit life insurance. Anytime a lender tries to sell you insurance, you're going to find you are about to be ripped off. One time I had a lender approve a loan subject to me buying term insurance from them to cover the loan. It was a $1 million line of credit back in the days we were doing the big real estate deals. And I priced that and I found it for a fourth of that in the open market, and I found out a new law that day. A lender cannot require, with the exception of auto — auto has a strong lobby, the only one, but by law, the rest of them, a lender cannot require that you take out an insurance policy from them. They can require you take out an insurance policy to cover them in the event of your death, but they can't require you buy it from them. So never buy credit life. It is very, very, very expensive. But since we don't borrow money, I don't think that's a big deal. Kind of like number two, credit card protection. Now that's what I want to do, is protect my plastic. I mean, after all, Dave Ramsey's running around, we might want to protect it, right? It could happen, you know? Another one not to buy is cancer insurance. And a lot of you have been sold and bought cancer insurance. Well, why didn't you buy heart attack insurance? Why didn't you buy stroke insurance? Because there's nowhere near the fear with those things there is cancer. Cancer scares everybody to death. Because we all know someone who's had a horrible thing go on with cancer. It scares people to death. Your hospitalization, your major medical, covers cancer, does it not? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. If it covers cancer, why do you need another policy? Because it was only $2 a month, Dave, and I was scared. And we'll put the $2 a month in your kid's college fund, okay? Let's stop getting ripped off a penny or two at a time. That's $24 a year. Over time, it adds up, okay? So if you've got cancer insurance, my suggestion is cancel it. I don't carry cancer insurance. Now all the cancer insurance people are mad at me. I'll just have to stay up nights and worry. The next one is accidental death insurance. We talked about that a minute ago. You're not double dead if you die by accident. You need the right amount of life insurance no matter how you die. Again, this is a gimmick type policy. Stay away from that. Insurance with a cash value investment or a refund. Now that's one you see. Dave, if I don't use it, they give me all my premiums back. Have you seen that one? On the different kinds of policies, sometimes the nursing home policy, the long-term care policy is that way. If you don't use it, they'll give you all your premiums back. Honey, if you had invested that, you'd have had tens of thousands of dollars plus all your premiums back. Okay? If you take the little extra they charge you for that refund feature and invest it, you'll get your refund back in your investment account whether or not you use the insurance. Okay? That's exactly how they did it. They took that extra $15 or $25 a month, invested it themselves, and then if you don't use the policy, they give you your money back. It wasn't a big deal, and they still made a profit. Okay? If you do use the policy, then they keep your money. If you just put that same amount in there, run the math on this. You got to kind of stop and think through these things. Prepaid burial policies. You know, I had a guy 40 years old call up a while back and said, "Dave, I took care of my burial stuff. My mama died, and I got all emotional, and I made bad decisions, and I don't want my family to do that. So I've already taken care of my burial stuff." He's 40 years old. I said, "What'd that cost?" $3,000. I said, 40 years old, $3,000. That's interesting. I said, "Let's just stick this in the calculator for a second." And I put it in my little financial calculator. At a mutual fund? Because, you know, the average 40-year-old in North America today with increasing lifespan, the statistical average is he's going to live to be 80. So he's got 40 years on average. Now, he might die tomorrow. He might die at 92. But on average, 80 is what a 40-year-old is going to live to be. Now, if I took that $3,000 and invested it from 40 to 80, he'd have $355,000. I suspect that would bury him. Who is this, King Tut? Prepaid burial is where you park your money with a funeral home and get no return on investment except the inflation rate of those items, which is about 3 or 4%. You're much better off to invest it and let your relatives pay the bill. If you want to prearrange your funeral and know what is, you know, go ahead and pick everything out, that takes the emotional thing off your family. That's fine. You know, I want the Chevrolet casket, you know, and you get it all picked out, right? That's okay. Go ahead and do that. But don't be paying for this stuff until you have to, because basically what you're doing is investing at an inflation rate that is very low. This is not King Tut. Don't prepay your burial. Prepaid burial policies don't make sense. Don't do mortgage life insurance. Mortgage life insurance is decreasing term. Decreasing term insurance is where the face amount decreases. Premiums stay the same and the face amount decreases. There's not many of those decreasing term policies sold anymore, but that's all it is. It's term insurance, pays off your mortgage. As the mortgage goes down, your coverage goes down, because all it does is pay off the mortgage, right? Did you know if you took the same premium, bought term insurance, you could buy 4 times more in regular life insurance that's level? And that would easily pay off your mortgage. But they put the word mortgage in front of it, and we got to have the house paid off. This is an emotional thing at death, right? I know mama's taken care of, you know? And so we got gimmicked with the word mortgage in front of it, and we paid 4 to 5 times too much for basic decreasing term insurance, because we got gimmicked into an emotional issue over the mortgage. So just take the same money, go buy a big policy, put a note on the front of it, say, babe, pay the house off. And that's it, right? You see what I'm doing? That's all you got to do, okay? The other thing you don't want to do is you don't want to do any kind of duplicate coverage. If you have 2 health insurance policies, let me tell you what will happen. You won't make money, because they're not allowed to pay you. They have to only pay the medical bill. What will end up happening, where you thought you were double covering, you will end up with no coverage, because neither one of them will pay the medical bill, because they fight over who is the primary coverage company, and nobody ends up paying it. And then you get baked.